Good day, I'm Theodore Henry with GIS Midday News for Friday, June 10. Coming up, $30 million allocated for early intervention program, government to reform real estate board, and CLA rolls out public education campaign on ganja business. The details after the break.
Portmore residents, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 11 between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 11, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore.
Now the news. $30 million has been allocated by the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for an early intervention program for infants and their mothers. The Education Ministry will be collaborating with the Ministries of Health and Labor and Social Security for implementation of the program. It aims to address nutritional and psychosocial gaps in children 0 to 3 years to have better educational and training outcomes.
Importantly, we have recognized the need to intervene in the lives of our children even before they enter the formal early childhood education system.
Junior Education Minister Floyd Green. Meanwhile, a World Bank implementation support team, which recently concluded a week-long mission to the Early Childhood Commission and the Education Ministry, is lauding Jamaica's Early Childhood Development ECD program. The team notes that Jamaica is ahead of many other countries in providing ECD services from birth to age 6 years. The government is moving to establish a single regulatory authority for the real estate sector. The body will be formed from the merging of the Real Estate Board and the Commission of Strata Corporations. Both entities provide the primary administrative framework for the real estate sector. However, the fact that they were established using separate pieces of legislation has led to some bureaucratic inefficiencies in their operations.
We wish to improve its flexibility, ensure its efficiency, have very capable managers, and effectiveness in the discharge of their functions. Plans are therefore in place. In fact, we have gone a far way in approving the legislation to amalgamate the board into a single regulatory authority for the real estate sector.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, speaking at the 50th anniversary symposium of the Realtors Association of Jamaica in New Kingston recently. Thousands of Jamaicans are expected to benefit from climate change awareness and resilience building strategies under Phase 2 of the Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change, JAREACH, project. This following the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, between the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development and the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, to extend the initiative. Local Government Minister Desmond McKenzie says the partnership will increase the capacity of local authorities to deal with issues directly related to climate change.
It is about assisting the local authorities to assess and improve and change their structure to address climate change issues in the communities, towns, and cities. It is about helping the local authorities to develop new skills in attracting financing to deal practically with the challenge of climate change.
Phase 2 of the 4-year project will help to reduce the impact of climate variability with particular focus on agricultural practices and the availability of financing for farmers. JAREACH 2 will also make available technical assistance for micro, small, and medium enterprises through supporting organizations. The MOU signing is part of plans to meet expected outcomes of Vision 2030, which targets hazard risk reduction and adaptation to climate change. And the Cannabis Licensing Authority, CLA, will be rolling out its public education campaign under the theme, The Business of Ganja, What You Need to Know. The first in a series of town hall meetings is scheduled for Saturday, June 11, at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston at 10 a.m. The meetings are intended to heighten awareness about the role of the CLA and its mandate to issue licenses for the purpose of growing and processing ganja for medical, therapeutic, and scientific use. Director, CLA, Eleanor Hussey, says the meetings are opened to ganja growers, potential producers, investors, and industry participants, as well as the wider public.
Anyone who has a question or an interest and who also has an opinion and who would also like to know all about the business of ganja and where these regulations and licenses can lead to, I urge you all to come to our public town hall meeting. Come with an open mind and let us know what you think we need to know about your business of ganja.
That was GIS News. I am Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.